All right, Rabbi.
Let's begin.
Let's begin. So we're going to see a beautiful idea by the Rebbe over here in Parak of Gimel, Pasuk Hey. So the Torah says, "Kisira chamor son acharovetz tachas masao." If you will go ahead and you will see the donkey of your enemy, literally crumbling underneath his burden, v'chadalta me'azov lo, and you will refrain from helping him. Azov ta'azov imo, you should help him out. So seemingly straightforward halacha. Again, even though there's a din of tzar bali chaim, whenever you see an animal going ahead and suffering, person is supposed to step in to try to somehow stop the suffering. But lemaisa, again, the Torah says, especially if you see the donkey of your enemy, so don't pretend like you don't see it. Chadalta me'azov lo. Don't pretend like you don't see it. Rather, azov tazov imo. Help him unload, and then if he needed, reload his donkey. So Rabbi Nachman says as follows. Rabbi Nachman says, if you look in paragraph A, kisera chamor sonacha, darshu rabbi sin is zichron libracha, sonacha sha'avar aveira. Who is the sone? Who ultimately, again, is this person? It means somebody you hate. Who is this person that you hate? So the Rebbe understands over here that it's referring to someone who's over Averus. Someone who goes ahead and violates Averus. That son acha is not necessarily referring to my personal enemy. Rather, son acha is referring to what? Son acha is referring to the Ribono Shel Olam's enemy. Someone, or I should say a different thing. Someone who is an enemy of the Ribono Shel Olam. Who is someone who is an enemy of the Ribono Shel Olam? That's someone ultimately, again, who goes ahead and commits an Avera. So he committed an Avera. Bizeo, Rovet Tachas Masao. What happens? You see him buckling underneath his burden. Shekasha lahagbio ulahalosu migodol hamasui shemuna chalav shu bechinas masui haavonos bechinas masai kemasai kavei yichpedu. So isn't that beautiful? This is so. According to Rabbi Nachman, what the Torah is describing over here is something dramatically different. Ki sira chamor son acha. When you see chamor, so chamor, remember again, means chumrius, the physicality, the body. Right? You're going to see the body of your sone. Who is the sone? It's not my soni, but it's someone who's a soni of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How is Chas Hashem someone a soni of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who despises God? It's referring to someone who sins. Someone who sins. Person has committed a lot of averos and unfortunately has become a soni. What happens to this person? You see him? Rovet Tachas Masao. He's buckling. He's buckling underneath his burden. Which burden are we referring to? What's the burden? It's the burden of his chatoim. The burden of his sins. The burden of his negative spiritual baggage. So, Mamish, you see this person, I will say, who has committed so many averus. You see this person who has made so many bad life decisions. You see this person, Mamish, who has compromised himself in such a terribly dramatic fashion, to the point that he's buckling underneath the burden of his negative activity. So you see such a person, V'yalkein, Yochol liyo shi'al al-daitcha, lachto me'azov lo, b'chinos v'chadalto me'azov lo. So I could easily, what could I say? I say to myself, you know what? Not my problem. Not my problem. Ruvain, you got yourself into this mess. You'll get yourself out of it. Meaning, I can't help you unload that. I can't help you fix this. You saddled yourself with this burden of negative activity. You're going to have to figure out ultimately how to unburden yourself. I can't help you. V'chadalto me'azov lo. I'm tempted to step away. See, you know what? It's not my problem. I've got my own peckle. We'll say, no, we all carry around something. So even though I see someone else who's being crushed by his burden of negative activity, negative decisions, say to myself, I'm sorry, Plony. I'd love to help. I got my own stuff going on. I got my own masu. I have my own peckle that weighs me down. I can't help you. So what happens? Now the truth is, says the Rebbe, the real reason sometimes when we see someone buckling underneath their burden, buckling underneath the burden of their failures, of their sinful activities, of their negative behaviors, the reason very often why we kind of turn a blind eye and don't help is because we make the judgment call that the person is beyond salvation. That guy can't be helped. That guy, too far gone. The chadalta me'azov lo. What's the point of trying to help him with this peckle when the truth is, at the end of the day, he's too far gone. He's just simply too far gone. Migod lo hamasui shalav. So first of all, again, take a look back up in the pasuk just a moment. So just so you understand in pasuk hey, how the Rebbe is reading the pasuk. Kisira chamor sonacha. When you see chamor from Lashon Chamrius, the body, sonacha, of your enemy, doesn't mean somebody who did something to me. It means someone who's an enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, how does a person become the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could a person be given that designation? And what's the answer? Because they engage in sustained negative, spiritually destructive behavior. So as a person becomes a sonne of the Ribbono Shel Olam, becomes an enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I see this guy, Rovetz Tachas Maso'o. He is so weighed down by the burden of his bad life decisions. He's so weighed down by all of his mistakes. He's so weighed down by all of his negative and wrongful behaviors. V'chadalta me'azov lo. I take one look at this guy and I say, you know what? Hey buddy. Good. No, I'm not pointing at you, man. I take one look at this guy and I say, you know what? I can't help you. You are beyond help. You are beyond help. There's nothing that I could possibly do for you. I see the peckle that you have on your shoulders. It's too much. I cannot help you. So what does Chodesh Baruch Hu say? Aval Hashem Yisparach Rachum V'chamnun V'rachamim V'rachamov Rabimov. Paragraph B. Alkin, his here Berachamov Azov to Azov Imo. Therefore, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Azov to Azov Imo. Help him out. Help him out. If you see someone in trouble, help him. Sha'afilu nefesh kazos tzrichin la'azov ve'la'azor lehishtadel b'chol kocho lagbio lalo. So both say, what is Rabbi Nachman saying? Such a beautiful idea. It seems to be a dominant theme throughout this parasha. The Rabbi is saying, there's no such thing as a Jew who's beyond salvation. There is no such thing as a Jew who cannot be helped. There is no such thing as a Jew who cannot be repaired. Everyone is repairable. For some of us, it takes a long time. For some of us, it's a long road. For some of us, the process is grueling and difficult. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? No matter how large that peckle is, no matter how much that person is buckling under the weight of his life mistakes, don't walk away from him. Azov ta azov imo. He is not beyond salvation. There is no such thing. As long as you breathe, salvation is possible. As long as you breathe, redemption is possible. It doesn't matter how many mistakes are saddled in that peckle that I'm carrying around. Azov ta azov imo. He says, Tzrichin lazov, paragraph B, second line in. Tzrichin lazov velazor lishtadel b'chol kocho lagbia ulahaloso. I have one simple mandate. What's my one simple mandate? Lift him up. Lift him up. Do what you can to help that individual. Kiyesh letzadik koach kaze. Because I will say the tzadik has his koach. Now, who is the Rebbe talking about? Who's the tzadik? See, I will say, here's the good news. The good news is, when you look around, there's always someone who's worse off than you. Right? Meaning, I'm not talking about like with money or things. I mean, in a state of spirituality. So the idea is, I see that guy buckling under his peckle, and I say, oh, you're beyond salvation. What does Chodesh Baruch Hu say? Azov tazovimo. You see, he's the sone. I'm the tzaddik. And I have the ability to help him up. I'm not really a tzaddik. Maybe compared to that guy, I'm a tzaddik. But I have the ability ultimately to roll my sleeves up and to help him out. He goes on, he says, Vizeu imo. In paragraph B, fourth line down. Vizeu imo. But we'll say the pasuk says that when you help, you have to help along with the person, along with the owner of the animal. Rashi, so Rabbi Nachman says, Kimo shadasha b'seinu zal, yachala filu yashav lova amar hol va'alecha mitzvah. So we'll say, just focusing for a moment on the literal taich of the pasuk. The pasuk is literally talking about the fact, I see Reuven's donkey, it's carrying a load and it's buckling under the load. So what does the Torah say? Help out! Help out! There's an interesting halacha. The Torah says, Azov ta'azov imo. You have to help along with him. Along with who? Along with the owner. What does that mean? What that means is as follows. Let's say the owner says, well, Silber, you know what? You have a chiyuv midaraisa to help out a struggling animal. Do me a favor. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. Call me when you're done. So what's the halacha? The halacha is I don't have to do anything. Meaning, my obligation is only to pitch in together with the owner. If the owner is doing his part, then I have an obligation to do my part. If the owner says, I'm not interested, then I don't have an obligation as well. So says the Gemara, Tamlomar imo, haynu, ki bevadai mitzvah gidola lihi tapel imo. It is certainly an important mitzvah to get involved with this individual who is the sone, who is buckling under the weight of his bad decisions, his bad life decisions. I have an obligation to roll my sleeves up, pitch in, and help out. However, he says, "I'm sorry." Aval kol ze imo I only have an obligation on both sides to help out if what? If what? If he's going to help himself. If he's going to help himself. If he's bought in to his own rehabilitative process, then I was supposed to say, by the way, you understand, this is recovery, right? Recovery 101, right? It's recovery 101, that you can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. You can't cure the addict who is not into his, who is uninterested in battling his own addiction. Only if it's emo. Only if it's emo. So I see the guy who's struggling, and I see that mamish, he's buckling underneath the burden of all of his bad life decisions. What does the Torah tell me? Don't walk away. Don't give up on the guy. Don't think he's beyond salvation. Help him. But I can only help him if what? If he's willing to help himself. I can help him together with him. I can be his partner in his recovery. I could help him. I could aid him in this process, in this journey, and it may be a long journey. I'll stay by your side. I'll be with you. I will walk with you side by side, step by step, as long as it takes. But I can't be the only one walking. I, the outsider, can't be the only one walking. You, the individual who is broken. You, the individual who's in a state of disrepair. You, the individual who needs salvation. You have to be vested in your recovery as well. You have to be vested ultimately in this journey as well. Tahainu, kishu ba'atzmo rotze gam kein la'asok. Turn the page, paragraph C, bazeh. L'rachem al atzmo. The individual must want this for himself as well. He must ultimately again want his recovery. He must want his repair. Alishtadl b'takonas nafsho l'salek hamasui hagidola sha'alov rak she'er shalo bi'atzmo v'hu mitzaper. Listen to how profound this is. So you say to yourself, one second, we'll call him Reuven. If Reuven is willing to go ahead and work on himself, so why does he need me? And I'll say, what's the answer? Because sometimes our problems are so big. Sometimes the peckle has grown so large and so heavy that I can't handle it on my own. I can't do it myself. I just can't do it alone. So I need help. But again, I also can't expect someone outside of me to carry the burden alone as well. So if my friend, my chaver, is going to help me out, fantastic. But I, the person whose mom is struggling underneath the burden, I have to be committed to my own recovery as well. He goes on, he says, Elishvu mitzapel mishiyazru lo ze'azai, mitzvah gidola la'azra lo b'chol kocho, litapel imo lahaloso, ki yesh koach lechadish nafsho gam kein imhu ba'atzmo, yesh lo eze ratzon amiti, lo ze'a la'asok b'tiko nafsho. Aval im rotza l'salek atzmo l'gamrei, vein rotza l'shtad lo b'tiko nafsho klal. But if the person who is struggling underneath the burden, if he doesn't want to go ahead and help himself at all, he doesn't want to deal at all with the burden, with the difficulties. Rak rotze shatzadik biatzmo yasakol, paragraph D, bavuro, v'lo yaseklal, v'lo yishtad bazaklal. But if the person who's struggling says, tzadik, you help me out. Tzadik, you do the heavy lifting. Tzadik, you do the fixing. Yeah, I'll cheer you from the sidelines. I'll give you a shkoyach, right? I'll daven for you. So then we say what? Azai bevade in a tzadik l'tarach la'asol gimo. The tzaddik is not obligated, Rabbi Osei, to help such a person. Now, by the way, it's not just the pshat that the tzaddik is not obligated to help such a person. What it really means is what? The tzaddik can't help such a person. Because if you don't want to help yourself, no one else could help you. If you don't want to rehabilitate yourself, if you don't want to fix yourself, if you don't want to better yourself, if you don't want to unload your masui, your burden, no one else can do that on your behalf. Ki efshar la'azor lo kishen arotza la'asok atzmo b'tikuno klal. We'll say, no one could help me if I am not committed to fixing myself. K'mo shor adonai marino v'rabinu zala echad, ata biladai incha yachol la'asos klal. Aval gamani biladecha, in yachol la'asos davar. Right, Rabbi Nachman said, the saint is one of his chassidim, you without me can't accomplish anything. Meaning a chassid without his rebbe can't accomplish. But the Rebbe without his chassid also can't accomplish anything. In other words, they're both saying, our success usually is wrapped up in a partnership of sorts. I need to contribute my own effort, and I need the assistance of people outside of me as well. But if again, I only rely on the people outside of me and don't take responsibility for who I am, for what I am, for the nature, quality, and trajectory of my life, then nothing moves forward. He goes on, he says, Hainu, paragraph E. Shim'ata lo ta'aseh klal. If you don't do anything to fix your situation, I'efshar li la'asos avurcha hakol. I can't do anything for you. Can't do anything for you. Ki ha'adam hu ba'al b'chira. V'efshar la'aloso kim kishyesh la'ezes oris mi'atzmo. V'zeu yachal afilu yashav. Tamu lomar imah. So what Rabbi Nachman teaches us, what I think is a dramatic lesson, a twofold lesson. Lesson number one, the Rebbe understands that the pasuk is not referring to a donkey, but rather the Torah is referring to a person. But a person, unfortunately, you know, sometimes a person can become a donkey. You know, you make enough bad decisions in life, you become a beast of burden to carrying the negative fallout, the negative baggage from your bad life decisions. So if I see someone who Nebuch has made so many wrong turns, so many bad decisions, and is struggling under the weight of his pekel, and he looks like he's beyond salvation, my first reflex is, listen, man, you are too far gone. I can't help you. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu say to us? Azov tazovimo. There is no such thing as a Jew beyond salvation. There is no such thing as a Jew who can't be saved, who can't be fixed, who can't be rehabilitated, who can't be redeemed. So don't give up on anyone. However, there's a caveat. The caveat is, if you don't want other people to give up on you, you can't give up on yourself. I can't expect others to help me with my peckle, with my load, if I am not willing to help myself. If I'm willing to put my shoulder into it, if I'm willing to do the effort, if I'm willing to go out and roll my sleeves up and work hard to fix myself, to better myself, to rehabilitate myself, to rejuvenate myself, then in achinami, I can ask others for help as well. I will say, at the end of the day, if I'm not ready to do heavy lifting, I can't expect others to work on my behalf. So essentially what the Rebbe is teaching us about is a twofold lesson. Lesson number one is never give up on another Jew. But the other side of that coin is never give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. Even if you're struggling underneath the burden of a lifetime of bad decisions and wrong terms, and even if you feel crushed by the weight of your negative life activity, don't give up. Try your best to shoulder it. Try your best to unload it. Try your best to resolve it. Reach out for help. And when others see you struggling and trying to fix yourself, your life, then Am Yisrael will lend his hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lend his hand to help unload the burden and ultimately start again.
It's a beautiful message. What do you do if you're met with defiance? Like a loved one, you see that indeed they are stuck and they're either defiant or hopeless. What now?
So the only thing, those are two different things. See,
either defiant. I don't want help,
right.
Or I feel like I'm beyond. So either one, I'm not willing to say emote.
So the simple answer is, you can't help such a person like that. You can't help. What you can keep doing, or I should say differently, chas shalom, you can help, but I think in that type of situation, the way that help comes out is, you bombard them with positive messaging. So what you say is, there is hope. Like Rabbi Nachman says, Ein yeyosh ba'olam klal. There's always hope. There's always hope. Things can always be different. And again, let me show you. Let's sit down together and make the plan for how things could be different. So you could cocoon a person and envelop a person in positivity, positive words, positive dreams, positive aspirations. But at the end of the day, change can't occur unless the person who is the not the recipient of the change, unless the person who needs the change is willing to lead the charge. That's so it's my simba chol yom that you have people who are either just miyayish, just give up, or will not accept help. Either won't accept help because they're too proud, either won't accept help because they won't recognize they have a problem, whatever the mitzvah is. But we know this from the world of addictions, right? When do addicts get help? Right? Rock bottom. What does that tell you? What that tell you is just it's human nature that I will resist acknowledging the problem or asking for help until I have no choice. So when life leaves me with no choices, and now I'm at rock bottom, and that's why sometimes those painful things in life is where you have to sometimes let people hit rock bottom. Sometimes that's what has to happen. because you sit there lovingly by the sideline, knowing exactly how this story is going to play out. You're going to hit rock bottom. You're going to recognize you need help, and then you'll be makabalit. You'll lose everything in the interim, and then you'll be makabalit. And it's a tragic story to watch unfold in front of your eyes. But Nebuch, if a person is resistant, hey, but we should end on a happier note. Meaning, but what the Rebbe says is, Rebbe say, never underestimate. You know, some people sometimes are miyayish in life because they have no one in their corner. They have no one advocating for them. They have no one's whispering in their ear, you could be great, life could be great, everything could be fantastically wonderful. And that's why they give up. So our job is to be that life cheerleader for the other. To be the person who whispers in the ear of the despondent, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's a long road, and it's a bumpy road, and not necessarily telling you that life is going to turn out the way you thought it would or the way you planned it, but it could be great. But the first step in life being great is you helping to manage your own burden. Only if you do that do we have a chance of turning this around. And what we believe for the other only works ultimately if we believe the same thing in ourselves.
Is this where Winston Churchill got never, never give up?
Is that what he said? Could be. Could be. Everything comes from Torah.
That was just the director's cut.
That was it.
That's left off. And you have to be here to hear that piece. Okay?
Huh? Let's try.